Alrighty, get this going here. It is 1:30 on May 15th, 2024. We'll call to order these conducting authority proceedings. Jumping to item two, the item on today's agenda, the conducting authority proceedings for the City of Fresno, Ashland Hayes, number 2, 3, and 4 reorganization. A proposed reorganization to annex approximately 140 acres to the City of Fresno and detached from the North Central Fire Protection District and the Kings River Conservation District for properties generally located west of North Polk Avenue, east of Bryan Avenue, and on the north and south side of West Ashland Avenue. This is LAFCO file number RO24-01. LAFCO, or this project, was approved by the Fresno LAFCO Commission on April 10th, 2024. We have items A, B, C, D, and E to go over today. Starting with item A is a summary of the commission's resolution making determinations. A copy of the resolution is available. You each should have a copy of that. And just going over the actions taken from April 10th, they approved the CEQA portion of the project. And action two covered the rest of the items, which was finding that the proposal was consistent with CKH. Pursuant to CKH, the information should be recorded that the territory is inhabited and not all landowners or registered voters have consented to the reorganization. The commission also approved to assign the distinctive short form designation of the project Ashland Hayes number 2, 3, and 4 reorganization, and approve the annexation subject to the following conditions. Condition A, pursuant to LAFCO policy 108-07, the executive officer shall record the approved application and if all conditions have been satisfied, and once he or she has determined that the facts pertaining to the application during the time of recording are materially similar to those facts considered by the commission when the application was approved. Facts as used in the preceding sentence is defined to include but not limited to whether or not the proposed project is materially similar to the project described in any application before the commission. And item B for the condition approval, submittal of corrected legal map and description. The action item 2D, find that pursuant to CKH, the territory is inhabited. And again, not all registered voters have consented. Item E, find that the notice mailed on March 15th was given to all landowners and registered voters in the affected territory, as well as within 300 feet of the affected territory, disclosed that there is potential for the extension or continuation of any previously authorized charge, fee, assessment, or tax by the local agency in the affected territory, and that the commission intends to waive protest proceedings pursuant to Section 5663 A, B, and C, unless written opposition is received before the conclusion of the commission proceedings, which we did receive such protests. So they approved action item 2F. Find the written opposition to the proposal was received, and as such approved the proposal subject to the required to CKH, the 30-day reconsideration period, and compliance with all the above conditions, and direct staff to set a protest hearing pursuant to the requirements of CKH, which is why we are here today. So before I move on to item B, are there any questions from the public for item A? All right, item B, receive any written protest. Any person who has filed a written protest may withdraw the protest at any time prior to the conclusion of the hearing. And laptop to sleep, so let me log back in so I can get a summary of where we're at so far with protests. Thus far, LAFCO has received 34% of the registered voters have submitted protest, 37% of the landowners have submitted protest, and they owned 36% of the land value. Based off of both of the registered voters submitting protests as well as the landowners submitting protests, we are currently set for this project to be determined by election, as long as we don't receive any new protests and or receive any requests to withdraw protests. So before we close the public portion, is there any members of the public here today that wish to either submit a written protest or withdraw their protest at this time? And seeing as we have a couple members coming in, I will pause for a bit just to make sure we get everybody caught up. Alrighty, so for those just joining us, we did get the hearing kicked off already. We went over item one and two, part A. So we went over the project itself as well as the commission's resolution and outlined the decisions they made for that. For item B, just to recap, thus far we have 34% of the registered voters have submitted protest, and 37% of the landowners have submitted protest, and of those landowners, they own 36% of the land valuation. So essentially at this point, unless anybody is here to either add additional protests that have not submitted one yet already, or withdraw their protest, that's kind of where we're at right now. So does anybody wish to add or remove protests? I believe we were...
I just want to make sure I'm on there. I had mailed it in, but I never really got anything back saying that a protest was counted.
Did you submit for the voter, the landowner, or both?
I think it was landowner.
Landowner, okay. And your last name?
Singh.
Singh, let's see.
Should be me and my father's name.
Manraj?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Your protest has been submitted and confirmed. Any from your end you wish for me to double check while I have this up?
Well, you can check Patricia Upton Forte and Makoa Forte.
I have Patricia Upton, and let me see, there's an Upton. Check the registered voters list. And Upton. I see one for Patricia Upton. I'm not seeing a... here we go, Forte, okay. Alrighty, so the county has your... under your middle name is Catherine Upton, and then the last name, Forte.
Oh,
just in case you're curious about how they had that tracked for you. But it did show up, yes, you are both on there.
And Makoa Forte?
And McCollum Forte? I see. McConnell?
McCall, M-A-K-O-A. Forte.
M-A-K?
M-A-K-O-A.
M-A-K-O-A.
And Forte.
Put that on M-A-K. Registered voter. Nothing for that second one. So we'll have to see when. Did they just recently register to vote by chance? Or
he registered when he turned 18, which was last year.
Last year.
He also had to register for the Selective Service. So
gotcha.
Did he write that on there?
No. And then I had him do it again in March.
Okay.
Of this year to verify that he was
okay. We can get the full spelling of that name. We can ask for the county to confirm that, and as well as actually we can just have you fill out they only need to be here to sign it, the protest form.
Yeah, he won't be back into town to go to school out of town.
And they submitted a protest form?
Yes, he signed along with us. I'll be home this weekend, but I don't think that does
Okay. We have the signature here. Mikhail Fuerte, Patricia Upton. So it looks like it's this one. So we have it here. So then what we'll do is we will reach out to the county, ask them to double check that name and see if it's on the list.
There should be two forms because we have two parcels.
Okay. So you're saying you guys submitted both as a landowner and as registered voter?
Is that correct?
Okay. Either way, it would still only count as one, and whatever one it would count towards would be as far as whatever threshold is closest to either sending it to election or canceling the project.
But you just said.
So it wouldn't get to double count it. In other words.
But even though I own two parcels there.
Yes.
You
would,
I do.
Yes. Okay. It would count that way. But as far as a count for either the landowner threshold or the voter threshold, you wouldn't get both.
No,
but we would. Yeah. Parcel, the primary parcel. Okay. Alrighty. So yeah, we did receive both. And we have those here. Okay, so can I please have the full spelling of the name in question?
M-A-K-O-A. And then his middle names are Ian, I-A-N, and Upton, U-P-T-O-N, and his last name is Fuerte, F-U-E-R-T-E.
Okay. And that was confirmed here as a signature for protest.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So we will double check that.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have property, but my property is now in a trust, and the trust automatically goes to this girl. Why doesn't she have a vote on the second piece of property?
I believe that would be determined on how the trust is set up, and if it's under your name solely or a couple different names, the trust would have to spell out who would be representing the trust. And their vote, but their
Even
vote would count.
I represent the trust, but the trust is made out that she is.
She inherits it.
When I kick the bucket, she gets to have it all.
Okay. So whoever is the representative at the time of protest submittal, that would count for them.
Now, are you starting with this with the?
This doesn't run the same way as the last meeting.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
This is conducting authority. This is basically only for this project, and this is for the protest part of it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking care of that now.
Yeah, so now we're basically counting. This is the portion. We have the ones we received thus far. We counted them up. This is the opportunity for anybody who would like to either add protest that hasn't yet done so or remove protest.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to take your time up.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay. But I have some things I'd like to say, if it would be okay.
Okay.
I don't see well, but I do have notes. maturity has caught up with me. Number one, I've lived there over 50 years, and I know that everybody says that you're supposed to know everything that goes on around you. However, I would probably take an inventory of all you gentlemen, and I don't think you'd pass my knowledge base that I feel that everybody should know on your health and what you should do about it. Because there's some things that we just automatically find that when we get to that point, we hope we can go to some place to find out the correct information. Well, I have found out that this has really been a difficult thing for me to find out the correct information on this annexation. And my first question is that you're supposed to let everybody know, what, 300 feet? Is that correct?
Yes, okay. Within 300 feet of the proposed annex area.
All right, so you notify them. But they don't get a vote, correct?
No.
Okay, so what is the purpose of notifying them?
It's just the way the state law is written.
State law. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting because I couldn't find that. But anyway. And I found that going to the meeting, and I tried to go to everyone, even though I can't see or hear very well anymore, I try to go because it does concern me and it concerns my family who's going to follow me. The information is double fold. We get information on one spot, we check it out, and it's not true or it's not legitimate. How are we as homeowners supposed to find out what is right and what is wrong if you, and I blame this on the city of Fresno because I think they had the first meeting. Mm-hmm. And I asked questions, and then I found out later that that was not accurate. So how are we supposed to make a concerted decision about what's going to be in our future if no one, if the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing? Mm-hmm. So actually, I feel my future is in hands that don't really know what the other one is doing. Now, the city blames you. You say, you know, we go by what the city says. Well, I'm trying to find out what the city says and what you say, and I have gotten a education, but it may be a little bit too late. So that's been one of the problems that I have had with this whole business. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I 100% agree with you. Whenever we work with city of any of the cities within the county, whenever we first hear of a project being proposed for annexation, my first step is to reach out and offer for LAFCO staff to attend those initial community outreach meetings. Now, typically not required for LAFCO to be there, but for the purpose of making sure everybody is on the same page, that's why I encourage our staff to be there and be included as well, which I get may not have landed 100% here for this project.
Okay.
And there may have been more questions answered than resolved.
So what you're saying to me, though, is my future, which is based on this, mm-hmm. and this is the future that my husband and I bought the place, we kept it, just to go down to my daughter, maybe my grandson. How can I make a sound decision if you guys don't know what you're doing? Because I don't know what you're doing, but if you came into me as a nurse, I would know what I was doing. You wouldn't know, but I would know. And you would want me to tell you what I was doing to you because it concerns your future. Mm-hmm. I have found this to be not a very good experience. And I hope that you all give us time to pick up these ends that have been dropped that need to be looked at a little bit closer by the homeowners. I don't know, what else would, I wrote some things down because I have really been frustrated about this whole thing. I'm not one to go into things lightly. And what I don't understand is we rely on, as citizens of California and as citizens of Fresno County, we rely on the people who come and are on our committees. We rely on you to know what the next hand is doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that. Can anybody explain it to me?
So in the overall process, like I said, we start out with the community meetings, and we are there to provide support and try to answer any questions or at least get points of contact so that we can get those questions answered and report back to you. But those meetings are basically held by the city and or the developer, depending on the project, and it's their meeting to provide the information that pertains to the project to that specific city. There's the requirement is for them to hold the meeting. That's LAFCO's requirement. We are unable to tell them what information is provided during that meeting.
Are you just the number counters then? Is LAFCO just the number counters?
For this portion of it, essentially,
that's
yes.
That's it. You're just the number counters. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you're relying on what the city sends you out as legitimate homeowners and legitimate voters.
That comes from the county.
That comes from the county, department. Yeah.
Okay.
County assessor.
Okay. Do you know, my son's been dead for 3 years. My husband's been dead, he'll be dead 3 years in June. I received a thing for him.
Has anyone notified the assessor's office of their passing? Or? I think that's what you have to do.
If
they're still on there, then you probably have to go talk to the assessor's office. Because all our information.
I went through a lawyer who took care of all of that. I went through an attorney. I am down on that deed for that property as a trust.
Right.
So yeah. I have done everything I needed to do when my husband died. I went to an attorney and I said, make sure everything is correct so that this passes down without any problems whatsoever. So my husband got this, okay? And then I got two. And certainly they know when they send out two, one to the trustee and one to me, that one of us is not supposed to be voting.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that this information comes from the assessor's office. LAFCO or the city has no, we have no
way. I understand, what I'm saying is, you guys are going to get a vote. You're going to vote on something important to me.
I don't get a vote.
Okay.
I don't live there.
Okay, well, here's part of the issue. We're getting mailings for someone who's deceased, who was recorded when he was taken off the trust. It was recorded in the recorder's office. Then, for someone who does live there, my son, he doesn't receive anything. And we received our neighbors.
Where you
things from LAFCO, and I said, does not live at this address. So people are getting, people who should be getting it aren't getting it. People who aren't, who should be getting it, aren't getting it in different ways. How can we trust this process? And you're relying on county recorders. But no one's saying, hey, someone needs to step up and we need to cooperate
and,
as agencies.
And that part has been, as we've emailed a couple times on this matter, and we have reached out to the county to at least figure out what is going on and how is this. It's one thing for me to go in and say, hey, you know, county elections department and assessor's office, you know, this is how you should do your job. That's not really going to get me anywhere with anybody.
Well, it should be an interagency.
But you're right.
Everyone
it should be.
Is working
and that's,
in a cooperative way.
And that's what we have started. Aside from you guys letting us know the information, I would have no way of knowing who is supposed to be on that list or not, because I don't know who's recently moved into your home, who's recently been deceased, who recently moved out. Again, we don't have that detailed records. That's quite scary, to be honest, if that were the case. So unless we hear about it from the property owners or the registered voters or the public in general, we wouldn't know to chase this down and start that process to figure it out. But that has been started, and we are trying to work with them and coordinate with them to get that improved.
Well, I guess what I'm going to ask you then, where is this whole process now for us?
So right now we are counting the votes. Right now we have enough votes to send the project to election, which would then be determined by the registered voters in the affected territory.
Okay. So you send out a mailer?
We don't. We basically hand...
It goes back to the
county? We hand this process off to the county, and they basically treat it like any other... odds are they're going to try to get this aligned with the next election process when the ballots go out in, I believe it's August, right? October? Somewhere around there, end of the year, for the second election part for this year. So that'll get handed off to them.
So we're relying on the same agency that made mistakes initially to follow through and be accurate this time.
Correct. And again, we're working with them to try to figure that out and get things corrected. But again, we don't know until the public reports to us, and so we can report to them. And
I understand your position. I really do. I understand your position. But what I'm trying to get across is that if it should go one way, then the city, my city of Fresno, is to blame for not having accurate records.
They're not, the records, they don't hold those records. That's maintained by the county.
The controllers. The assessor. Doesn't the controller belong to the city of Fresno?
No, the county assessor keeps track of who owns the properties, and the elections department keeps track of who are the registered voters. And so that's information. We all work off the same information. I get it, because I get what you're saying. It's a failure point, but if we relied on the city to track all that information for just the city. And, you know, City of Fresno, City of Clovis might be able to afford to do that, but Fireball, Mendota, they may not have the resources to keep track of all that and hire the staff and keep track of all the records for that. So it's been relied upon for, and this isn't just Fresno County, this is how it works for every county throughout the state.
And isn't that a shame, because you don't know how many people have been affected by ineffectual keeping of records.
I think we can agree with that, but again, I don't know of any other alternative that we can put into place that would be fair for all parties involved and that would be effective throughout the entire state,
because this is a state agency.
So I need to go door to door.
I know. I understand that.
So that's just
what I'm saying is.
Well, this is okay. This is for this project, but what if a project had 1,000 property owners, 10,000 property owners? This is LAFCO staff here with us, and so we're not able to do that. That's just the resources.
Maybe counties that can't afford it could have a volunteer team with the areas being impacted.
There needs to be a reliable. There are measures in place as far as tracking who is registered voters and landowners. Voters more so sensitive, simply because who's to say volunteers aren't trained properly or may have other, you know, measures in place to, oops, I lost that registration because they registered Democrat or they registered Republican, right? There's certain ways this all has to be done and set up so that things are supposed to be kept in a chain of, you know, here is passed from here and tracked accordingly. So again, this has all been brought up with the county. We're working through that. As of now, the project does have enough votes to be sent to election. We will double check this name you mentioned. Even assuming that one does count, it would still keep us in the same boat of sending the project to election. So unless there's any other comments?
For the election phase, you said that the county would coordinate and send us ballots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a registered voter at my address. I own here, but I do live here. Mm-hmm. Am I still getting a ballot?
That's a great question. I'm not sure if they are required to keep to the same list, because the reason that we get a list as of a certain date is to prevent any one side from just rushing in and registering voters to sway the votes one way or the other for LAFCO's process. Okay. Now, when the project gets sent to election, that whole process may be required just to follow the same requirements as any other election. So whoever is registered to vote currently, and that's who they send it out to. So if you're not registered to vote, I'd recommend you do that as soon as possible.
But I still get ballots. That's what's crazy. Like last year, mm-hmm. during the election, same time around October, November, I still got ballots. Mm-hmm. I'm not registered to vote there. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't want it to leave to chance, but mm-hmm. just want to make sure if the county is going to go off of, like, you guys, like, after a certain date, there's, like, if I register now and I'm past that time, is that what's going to happen? Or do I, like, do I have to call the county to know about that? Or who should I call?
Yeah,
that
would be a question for the county elections office.
Okay.
We can certainly try to bring that up in our coordination with this project.
Okay.
And I believe I have your contact information. And we can let you know if they have any feedback at the moment. But mm-hmm. I would recommend you go and register as soon as possible and just let them know that there's a project that's going to be sent to ballot. And you okay. want to make sure that everything is set up accordingly for that.
Yeah, because for the ballots, I know they mentioned also the problems that we had. Some people would get their mails or not. Beginning, way in the beginning of the process, I was one of the guys, I think you guys got, when it first came, like the notice for annexation proposal, I had gotten it, but my neighbors on my right, all the way down to the corner, no one got a mail. So my concern is, like, when the ballots happen, and you guys are saying this is the county's problem for records, can't they set up a special election to where we can come in and cast our votes? Or why does it need to be on the ballot? Because, I mean, if we're leaving it to mail, it could be people get busy and whatnot. If someone truly wants to vote on the matter, they will take time out of their day, go out, and just vote for, you know, it's going to take, what, 30 minutes, if that? Mm-hmm. Is that something you are able to propose, or is that something the county really decides?
I think if they're following the general election rules, you'll be able to walk in and vote there.
This okay. isn't, yeah, this isn't yeah. mail-in only. Sorry, yeah, when I said mail, it's only if you're registered for mail ballots.
Right.
That's when you get the mail ballot. But either way, you'll be able to walk in.
Oh, so you have the option to walk in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's my understanding that they try to, basically, they try to align this item to show up on that next election.
I see. All right.
So it'll show up just like your tax measure yeah. or your school measure or something like that. You're the president, right? Okay. It'll show up just like that. And whether you have signed up to get a mail-in ballot, they'll mail that to you. But if you're not, you'll have the same polling location. That'll be the same.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
So they try to align it with those elections. If one isn't slated, they do hold a special election, but the same rules apply. They keep the same polling location.
Okay.
If you're mail-in ballot, you get your mail-in ballot.
And after this election happens, whenever it happens, and we don't have a timetable of when, like, the results would be counted, or like what the next process would be.
Yeah. So as soon as we receive confirmation from the elections department as far as what the final count is, depending on if it's a yes or a no, there's a certain time frame that I would report to my commission. If the project is approved, the city would be informed, and then they have their typical 1 year time frame to submit all the other completion documents that need to be recorded to finalize the project. If it's a no, then we basically just inform the city and our commission that the project is canceled, essentially.
Okay, so in the event if, by chance, this gets voted yes, the city still takes a full year?
Not necessarily. They have up to a year, but...
Oh, they have up to a year. But could be any time.
Nine times out of ten, they submit, you know, within a month or two, all the remaining
documents. Oh, okay. All right.
To have everything recorded. And that's not to say they can't start now on prepping those all the other documents just to have ready. They certainly have this time to work on that.
And of course, if it's a no,
it's terminated.
We're pretty much good.
And yeah, there's no...
Would this ever come back?
They have... I'm not sure if it's a year or 2 years that they're not allowed to submit a proposal that is substantially similar to this project.
So even if we get through all of this and vote a no, they're going to come back in a few years, you're saying?
Potentially.
Maybe, right?
Potentially,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just clarify? So if it goes to election and it's mailed out, is it still only those voters that you drew the, or that you were given in January?
that will receive those, or do they pull a current list?
That's what I was telling you. I'm not 100% sure if they pull the current. I would assume they would pull the current one, since that portion of that cutoff date is something that's really only that LAFCO applies to the project. That's something only that we kind of put in place to make sure the vote isn't swayed one way or the other. But this gets its own election process. It's out of LAFCO's hands. That way it's done by the professionals, the election department. but yeah, that way there's that extra level of, you know, LAFCO isn't completely controlling this from start to finish and have to follow our particular set of rules, so to speak. So,
sorry to ask one last question. No, so after this, we're not going to, and will we expect to get anything in the mail before that county? Since we know now, obviously, this is going to the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
So before that ballot, will we ever get any notice in the mail we're expecting?
We provide notice to our commission and to the city, and I'm not sure if the city is required to provide notice to the residents after that,
okay,
or if it's just, hey, this is going to show up on your ballot. Anyways,
so for us to find out about that, would we call the city or the county?
Well, I mean, it's going to show up on...
I'm with the city of Fresno, so I don't think we're required to send notice. I was reading CKH. I think it's really the elections department who will notify you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they'll notify us.
The upcoming election.
So that little pamphlet that you get that has the breakdown of all the measures and stuff, that's where all the information will be. We have to work with the city and the county to write up all of the... That legal section of, hey, here's what this is proposing, here's what this means, a yes vote means this, a no vote means that. And then I believe there's also an opportunity for anybody in support of the project to write that little, like, the opinion piece as far as here's what we think, and then there's an opportunity for those in opposition of the project to write their opposition as well. So it's like it's treated just like part of the regular election.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, what was that had to sign... that they wouldn't protest because they had to hook up to the city because they couldn't do their wells.
Yeah.
Are they then not allowed to vote?
I believe they're allowed to vote, but that list would be provided to the county as far as, I mean, their vote essentially shouldn't count.
So then they're...
I think they only had waived their right to protest it. But when it comes to an election, I believe they should be able to get a vote.
So they can say you don't want it. Watch out when you say they should, because you really know.
Yeah.
Well, already.
Out of curiosity, and this is a question for the city of Fresno. I've seen houses that have sold close to us, and they've sold recently. Do they get notified that this is happening?
I mean, if they were notified by LAFCO, probably.
I'm talking about new owners.
Realtors will not notify.
Okay, see, that's another thing. I just love this system now. I'm really beginning, I should have gotten this when I was younger. Here we have people that are buying homes out there. And my question was, are they being notified that they're not in the county when you buy your home, honey?
If they're new homes, yeah.
No, but if they're old homes.
If they're older homes, I mean, I'm sure they...
The realtor will
notify them.
No,
it's up to you guys to...
Yeah.
Why is it? Okay.
To research.
You know, I love this. I wish I would have had you as a patient, because I would have told you when you came in to me, don't ask me any questions. I want you to research everything that's wrong with you, and then you tell me what to do.
Well, buying a house is kind of personal.
No, it's not.
It's not like going into the doctor.
Going to the hospital is personal, and going into the doctor is personal.
Right, but it's your job as a nurse to help the patient and tell them what's wrong, right? It's not our job as a city to inform the property owner when he's buying.
So, in other words, even though this person is buying a piece of property,
but the city is not a realtor.
The city, LAFCO, we don't know anybody that's in the process of buying a home.
There needs to be a law or a rule set into place that when a property is sold, if it's in the sphere of influence, that there's going to be a change, that the potential homeowners should be notified. That's how you're going to...
That's how you make happy happy people that vote.
Not
that it's
your responsibility, their responsibility. It's whoever's selling it. You just slip a piece of paper. It's not difficult.
Yeah, I don't know if we would be able to do that because we don't know who's buying a house every day as a city. It's up to the realtor to notify them. Yeah. I'm sure it's within those documents that says either you're in the county or the city.
Somehow,
us as a city, we have maps on our website that show the sphere of influence, city limits, so it's pretty easy for you to kind of look up those maps and see where you're at.
I want you to get to know some of the people that buy the lower economical homes, and I want you to tell me that they have the ability to understand what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. And you and I are always going to disagree.
I can't tell everyone, though. You know, me,
why not?
I grew up low income, too.
Why not?
I grew up, you know, and
why not?
I did it myself. Like, I have to, you know, to,
why can't
I
the
have
city
to
of Fresno
inform,
know?
I get my own info.
Why can't the city of
because
Fresno?
Because it costs money.
No.
No, because essentially, we're not able to know who is buying a house each and every day. We can't maintain a list of everybody that's interested in purchasing a home.
But you get the tax records out and you
that's
find
after,
out somebody.
After the home is sold and recorded, that's letting them know after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
well,
means at
maybe,
that point it's already
fact,
signed away.
You can say, guess what? I want to let you know.
Well, there has to be some. And this isn't their.
No, that's not your responsibility. I'm
the
not taking your name down.
Yeah, I think it's if you're buying a home, it's your purpose to kind of get informed.
But you can't do due diligence 100% because even looking
well, then
at
it,
if you're
it goes
sphere,
both ways though. Neither can the agencies.
But
we can't
then
do 100% of everything
out,
all the
though,
time.
That okay? Now you have this development that's now taking place, and we put a water main in. But now you, even though we're still county, you can't drop your well now. Because there's a main line because of an environmental law that went in the 2000s. How are we as homeowners supposed to have known that there was an environmental law that was passed in the 2000s?
Well, and now that's a state law, so you're asking the state
yeah,
to notify.
But what I'm saying is a homeowner tries to do their due diligence, but you can't be 100% with everything. And yet those are things that are impacting the residents because now we're getting, well, you can't drop your well because that main is sitting across. And if you need water and you're still willing to drop your well, we're not going to allow you because we're the city and we're going to force you to sign a no protest that you won't. I mean, this is what's happened to three residents in this annex. And they're saying, well, you know, you don't want to get water for free. They don't want to be paying to get cities. But they were willing to do a well, so it's not like they were trying to mooch off of the city. So it's like, it just gets crazy and, you know,
okay, so we're going to go on the ballot.
Yes.
And that's when this is going to be decided, so I guess we can say goodbye.
If you'd like, yes. So unless there's any other comments, we can go ahead and close the public portion.
Who writes, just a quick question,
okay.
Who writes the section for on the election for the annexation to go against? Someone's going to write why it should pass.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to write why it shouldn't. Who gets to write? Who writes those?
I believe you can submit that with the elections department.
So that goes to
yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like they, whoever's in support of it, we need to coordinate with them, so with those in opposition.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so,
thank you for your time.
Our pleasure. So just going down to polish out this agenda here. Item 2D, consideration of protests received and not withdrawn. At this point, we have enough protests to send this item to election. And item E, determine the value of written protests filed and not withdrawn. Again, for the land value portion, that same thing applies. This project will be sent to election, so it actually goes through both thresholds. And with that, I will go ahead and adjourn these conducting further proceedings. And LAFCO staff will inform the city as well as commission of the findings made today.